Don't be afraid. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Yeah, and that's what you're telling me.
That's your telephone. Your telephone's ringing.
Yeah. You know, ever since my leg has been broken, a lot of things I used to do I had to quit. I'd go up on the house there and do different things that need to be done up there, anything, and go up in that big tree in the yard and hit this like step through the limbs. And I went up there 2 years ago, and I made the second limb up there, and so one month something said to me, said, "Now don't you try to go no further, I commence feeling funny." Sir. And I laid the rod up there. Well, I would go up there for moss get up in the tree. Well, moss, too much moss get in those trees, they kill it. Mm-hmm. And I ain't been up in the tree since. No. Now, if I feel timid about anything, it's time to quit. And something told me that. Now, the rod out there, he the climber. But he told me the other day, he said, "Deke," he said, "I'm quitting." I said, "Well, if you feel that way, you better stop." Yeah. So he said, "I'll cut it down and cut it up." I said, "But I ain't doing that climbing no more." Yeah. Yeah. If you ever feel danger, stop. Yeah.
See, if a child is just learning how to dress himself.
Dress himself.
His mother might come in the room with his clothes and hold him out. What would she say?
What should she say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she would see, "Now here's your clothes, put them on."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you and your wife were driving someplace, and you saw a friend walking along the side of the road going the same direction, you'd probably pull over beside him. What would you say to him?
I said, "Little girl or little boy, I say, you want to ride?" And if he said yes, I'll pick him up. If he said no, I'll leave him alone.
And if you take him wherever you're going and you let him off and he thanks you and you say, "Well, we didn't mind, we were," what?
I'd say, "You're welcome." If he says, if he thanked me, I say, "You're welcome."
And suppose you're in a hurry to get someplace and you have to let him off before you get to where he's going.
Yeah, that's right.
And you let him out and say, "I'm sorry, but what?"
This is as far as I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, this is as far as I'm going.